Speaking about important, we had talked about Northwestern earlier in the show, a team that 5-6 weeks ago, if anybody would say, well, you know, they'll be sitting there defending their championship and they'll win in Lakeland, and people would have said, no way. It's just not going to happen. We watched them. But all of a sudden, they caught fire. They got hot. Defense, which has been good, stayed good. The offense cut down on the mistakes, and they get an opportunity last Saturday to go to Orlando, play Armwood, and win the game. 22-0, wasn't really close at all. One of the players who has been huge all year long on a defense that's just big time, Leslie Smith, the University of Pittsburgh commitment, and a linebacker joins us this evening. Leslie, thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you, Larry.
What a great thrill this has been for you. Last year, you had an opportunity to get the state, saw that evaporate. But then this year, from the beginning, it was kind of evident you had talent, but a lot of young faces in the secondary, a lot of young people on the offensive side. When and where did this thing come back in together where you said, hey, you know what, we can make a run?
Well, we always had the mindset since the summer, since January, when everyone transferred in. We had the mindset. Well, in the beginning of the season, we faced a lot of adversity. You know, we weren't winning, like, any game. The team was, like, kind of, like, broken apart a little bit. And then after the game, when they was about to fire Coach Max, we all came together and like we got to work as a team to come together and win. We knew right. We could do it. We had the pieces to do it. We had the scheme to do it. We just had to come together as players and listen to the scheme. And cooperate with the coaches, listen to the coaches, and we came together and did it.
You know, I look back at the first Central meeting as a game that I'm sure you guys, it would have been painful to watch the film. 37, 38 penalties, 300-plus yards. How do you focus in a game like that? I mean, every time a big play's made, there's a flag. Was that a game, do you figure, that said it maybe focused you guys, made you more disciplined, got you a little bit hungrier to say, hey, listen, if we cut down on 30% of these things, we're in every game? Talk about that, because I think that could have been one of the reasons.
Well, in that game, it was a little frustrating for the offense, but for the defense, it was frustrating for the offense, because every time they made a play, they got a flag. Something they did good, they got called back.
Yeah,
it was really frustrating. But on the defensive side, Coach Max told us always, just keep playing no matter what happens. Just fight to the end. So that's what we did.
Yep.
And the outcome, what it was.
They put you on the road all 5 games, as it turns out. Opening game against Mainland, had no problem. You guys went up there, took care of business. Went back up and beat Heritage, did the same thing to them. Then it was a time for that rematch with Central. Did you have that, like you and I just talked, did you have that type of mindset where you said to yourself, second time around, we cut down on mistakes and we can win this game? Was there a time where you guys said during practice that week those words?
Well, in practice that week, all of my guys, all our leaders, we got real serious on our younger guys. We started, we were leading, but we started leading more. We took everything, more seriously. And then we just knew, Coach Max never got beaten twice. So we knew this team was going to beat us twice. We just had to cut down on the mistakes, listen to the scheme, and execute our assignments.
And last Saturday, when you guys took the field, this defense, which gave up 35 yards for the entire game and 3 first downs, did you think any time during the week that you could do that to Armwood?
Well, during the week, really, I didn't. I thought it was going to be a good game. You know, they had, good offensive players as well as we had defensive players. I thought it was going to be a competitive game, a real competitive game, but we just went out and stayed humble and dominated.
And you did, and everybody took part in it. I mean, whether it was the defensive line coming up with plays by Kalijah Cansey. Here's a kid, to me, who has played as well as anybody. And I'm talking about anybody in the state this year. He's ramped it up. Talk about playing with him and Brooks and some of those guys like that. Jarrell Kidd as well.
Well, talk about my D-line a little bit. Well, the D-line, I love playing behind the D-line at linebacker. They make my job so much easier. Well, you got Kalijah at nose. You got Jarrell Kidd at the other nose tackle. Then you got Simon Brooks at DN. And then you got one of my younger guys, John, at the other DN. They make my job much easier. Then you got beside me, Terrence Lewis. He's 2021. He's a dog.
Yes, he is.
We also have other three linemen that, and when they get in the game, they still keep the job going. When Kalaja needs a break, when Sam needs a break, like I have other D linemen, Marty, or I have another DN, Jaru Harris. Like when they get in the game, they still make it right.
Yeah,
like, they replace them as if they're still there.
And then the secondary, which that's the one thing I noticed. I'll tell you, Leslie, when you guys played the first time with Central, I said, you know what? The secondary is really good, and they'll all be back. Talk about that. And my guy Timmy Burns made a nice play.
Yeah, well, the secondary, we had to make a few adjustments. We had to put RJ Delancey. We had to move him to corner, left Larry in the nickel. Sometimes he played corner. We just had to make the right adjustments. Only defensive back we have graduating this year is Larry Robinson, Tyrus Clinch. The rest of them are young, 2021, 2020. Like, all them guys are still dogs. I know they're going to be there next year.
I can't let you go. Before we talk Pittsburgh, talk a little bit about Coach Edwards, Coach Max. I mean, here's a guy that, as you said yourself, I mean, they were frustrated with him, and they were going to get rid of him and all this stuff. But this is a guy that just he marches to his own beat, and he does a really good job. Talk about him.
Coach Max is an awesome coach. No matter what happens, no matter what, he always calls him God. He's an awesome coach. I mean, he always told us keep fighting. Every day of practice, he stay on us. Make sure we give our 110% at all times. Awesome defensive coach. He knows his stuff. And once you listen to him, you got the job done.
Yeah, no doubt. And in closing, Pitt, here's a program definitely on the rise. You were one of the first guys in the class to commit. Talk about that and what your future plans are to go up there.
Well, in the beginning, at first, when they came to practice and watched me, I was going 110% everything like I always do. And I found out I had to offer. I wanted to commit at first, but they was like, I had to go up into a linebacker camp. So I was like, no problem. So I went to the linebacker camp, did my thing. And I stepped in the office and told them I committed. And they were all excited. They're jumping on me, told me I was the first one to commit for the class. It's been awesome. They treated me like a family.
Nice.
My plans when I get up there, I plan on hitting the field quick. That's why after signing day, I'm going to get the playbook, study my plays. As soon as I get up, I can get on top of it. I ain't trying to go out of the bench. I want to go start being a true freshman.
And no doubt from here, I've watched you, and I know what type of player you are. You're an intelligent guy. You're a leader on and off the field. You're a pleasure to watch, man. Congratulations on winning that elusive state title, Leslie.
Man.
I know it's important to live your dream, and you certainly did. And well done, man. Well done. We'll talk to you soon, and best of luck in the near future.
Thank you, Larry.
Anytime. Leslie Smith, Miami Northwestern linebacker. What a defense.